This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
All right, let's talk about something so many of you probably wrestle with. You're locked in this digital battle, right? Trying to get seen online. You see your competitors and it feels like they're just dominating the search results while your business feels, well, kind of invisible. It's that feeling, you know, where you're putting all this effort into SEO, but you're just not cutting through all the noise. It's tough, it really is, in today's crowded market. So today we're gonna do a deep dive into how you can fundamentally rethink your SEO strategy. We're talking specifically about nailing those really competitive industry keywords, the goal, to help you actually stand out and, importantly, capture the right audience.
Yeah, and for this deep dive, we're leaning heavily on a really insightful article by Janice Ramos. She's an SEO specialist. And our mission today, it isn't just about covering the SEO basics you might already know. It's really about pulling out the actionable strategies she outlines. Sometimes they're even a bit counterintuitive for not just getting clicks, you know, raw traffic, but for generating those high quality leads, a kind that actually turn into revenue for your business. Think of this as maybe a shortcut, a way to understand the specific strategic moves you need to make to genuinely get ahead of your competitors.
Okay, so let's kick things off with something you see all the time, a really common trap. Businesses pouring tons of resources into chasing those huge, broad keywords, right? The ones with massive search volume. But they end up kind of stuck, getting maybe lots of visits, but very few conversions. It seems logical, aiming for the big numbers. But Janice Ramos, in her article, she points out this often just leads to wasted effort, frustrating results. What's the subtle mistake there? What are people missing?
Well, what Janice makes incredibly clear is that the goal shouldn't just be visibility for visibility's sake. It's got to be about intent. So many businesses chase those broad keywords, you know, huge volume, but those terms, they really tell you what the searcher actually wants to do. Ramos really highlights this fundamental shift you need to make. Prioritize commercial and transactional keywords. So, for instance, instead of just going for, say, digital marketing, you should be thinking more like best B2B digital marketing agency for SaaS companies. See the difference? That little addition, it screams purchase intent. And she's a big advocate for leveraging long-tail keywords too. Things like affordable SEO services for small businesses in Atlanta.
Right, much more specific. Exactly. They're less competitive, sure, but they connect you directly with people who know exactly what they're looking for. The real insight here, I think, is moving beyond that sort of ego boost of ranking for a massive term that doesn't convert to a much more strategic, targeted approach.
Yeah.
You value a smaller pool, maybe, but they're high intent searchers. It's shifting from visibility as just a vanity metric to conversion as the actual, you know, the real goal.
That makes total sense. Quality over just sheer quantity when it comes to the keywords themselves.
Mm.
But I can hear some listeners thinking, okay, that sounds like maybe a lot more work up front for potentially less traffic initially.
Mm-hmm.
What's Ramos's take on that kind of hesitation, especially when you start talking about mapping out what competitors are doing?
Yeah,
that's a fair point. And Ramos isn't saying ignore broad terms completely. It's more about starting with intent and then strategically expanding. She really emphasizes that a crucial part of this is competitor keyword analysis. But it's not just about copying them blindly. It's more like strategic reconnaissance. You need to understand which high-intent, long-tail terms your successful competitors are already ranking well for. And then this is key, identify the gaps. Find the underserved niches where you can really make your mark and stand out. So it's about finding your unique angle, leveraging what's already working out there, instead of just jumping into the most crowded, bloody battles for the biggest terms.
Okay, so let's say we've done that. We've identified those precise buyer intent keywords. The next logical step, as Ramos lays it out, is creating content that actually answers those specific needs and questions, right? Because even the most perfectly targeted keyword is useless if your content sounds generic, just like everyone else's. So what does she specifically advise for creating content that genuinely stands out in these packed markets?
Right, because generic content just disappears. It gets lost in all the digital noise. That's the core message. Janice Ramos really stresses how vital it is to create in-depth, genuinely value-driven content. It can't just be informative. It has to be helpful. We're talking comprehensive blog posts, detailed case studies showing real results, practical guides that tackle your industry's specific pain points head-on and offer actual solutions. It's definitely not about just churning out something to tick an SEO box. It's about crafting something so meaningful, so authoritative, that people see it as a go-to resource in your field. And crucially, you need to optimize this content for search intent at every single stage of the buyer's journey, you know, from awareness right through to consideration and decision.
That makes sense. Tailoring it.
Exactly. And this brings up a really important question for you, the listener. How are you actively working to establish yourself as the undeniable go-to expert in your specific field? Ramos emphasizes that real authority, it comes from thought leadership. That means publishing unique insights, maybe proprietary industry reports if you can, sharing expert opinions that clearly position your brand as a leader, not just, you know, another vendor shouting.
Okay, so building on that great content, Ramos then brings up something that often feels like a bit of a dark art for many businesses, but it's absolutely critical. Backlinks. It seems like even the most amazing, perfectly optimized, super insightful content can just fall flat without those external links pointing to it. What's your perspective on why they're so vital? And maybe more importantly, what are the effective, legitimate ways to actually get them?
Yeah, think of it like this. Your amazing content is like a brilliant presentation.
Right.
Right. But without strong backlinks, it's like you're giving that brilliant presentation, but in a totally empty room. Nobody knows about it. Janice Ramos really emphasizes that search engines, like Google, see backlinks as direct endorsements. It's basically other reputable sources vouching for your stuff. It's powerful, like getting respected figures in your industry to stand up and say, hey, listen to what this company has to say. They know their stuff.
Okay, so it's like a credibility signal.
Absolutely. It builds trust and authority. To build this, she outlines a few key strategies. First, you need to actively earn links from high-authority industry publications and those influential blogs in your niche. Getting featured where your target audience actually hangs out, guest posting is another big one, and strategic partnerships. This involves contributing genuinely valuable expert content to other reputable websites in your industry. And then, for maybe broader reach, you can leverage digital PR and press mentions. Things like getting quoted in industry news articles, participating in interviews, maybe being part of expert roundups. These are all powerful ways to get those crucial external validations. So yeah, it's not just some technical SEO signal. It's really a vote of confidence from your peers in the industry.
Right. So we've covered strategic keywords, creating that killer content, and then building external credibility with backlinks. But Ramos also points out that some of the basics, the foundational stuff, the technical SEO on your actual website, often get overlooked, even though they can have a massive impact on your rankings. What specific on-page SEO tactics does she really highlight as like non-negotiable for getting maximum visibility?
Yeah, these are definitely foundational and often underestimated. Ramos clarifies they're not just, you know, items on a technical checklist. They're really about creating a smooth, seamless experience for both your human visitors and the search engine crawlers. So beyond just using standard H1, H2 tags correctly, she talks about how critical it is to embed that specific user intent within those headings. Think of them almost like a navigational roadmap for the reader and for Google. It makes your content structure super clear and relevant. Then there's internal linking. She emphasizes going beyond just randomly linking to related posts. It's about thoughtfully creating this interconnected web within your own site. This isn't just to keep users clicking around longer, though that helps. It's also about strategically distributing page authority that links juice across your most important pages.
Wow, guiding the flow of value.
Precisely. And then, of course, the big one, especially these days for Google. You absolutely must make sure your site is mobile-friendly, fully optimized for mobile devices, and critically, that it loads fast. These aren't just nice-to-haves anymore. They are direct ranking factors. They hugely impact user experience, and they affect Google's ability to crawl and understand your site efficiently.
Okay, now for those of you listening who run service-based businesses, plumbers, consultants, local agencies, that sort of thing, Ramos has a really specific warning. She says you might be missing out on some of the most powerful, high-conversion opportunities that are literally right there in your own neighborhood. What are these local opportunities, and why are they just so incredibly important for service providers specifically?
Right, this is huge for local businesses. Ramos points out that they often overlook these immediate geographic search opportunities, the near me searches, which tend to convert at really high rates. The absolute first step, and she says it's non-negotiable, is optimizing your Google Business Profile. That's your GBP listing. It's not just a static address listing anymore. It's like your dynamic storefront. Right there are the local search results. You have to keep all your business details, hours, services, phone number, everything accurate, complete, and regularly updated. That's how you show up prominently. Beyond that, you need to actively use location-based keywords in your website content. Think city-specific terms, region-based phrases. And then, maybe the most powerful element here, you need to actively encourage customer reviews and engagement on your GBP and other relevant local platforms. Those positive customer reviews, they don't just build trust with potential clients looking you up. What's really fascinating, as Ramos highlights, is how much weight that local customer feedback actually carries within the search ecosystem itself. It directly boosts your credibility in your local rankings.
Okay, wow. So reviews aren't just social proof, they're an SEO factor too for local.
A big one, yeah.
This all sounds like, well, a significant effort, a lot of different pieces to manage. So the final really crucial piece of this whole puzzle, according to Janice Ramos, is continuous optimization. What's the danger with a set it and forget it mindset when it comes to SEO? It feels like once you've done all this hard work, you should be good for a while, right?
If only. The problem is, the digital world, the search landscape, it's like a constantly shifting battlefield. It never stays still. Your competitors certainly aren't standing still. And the search engine algorithms, Google's especially, are always being updated, always evolving. Janice Ramos is very clear. Too many businesses invest heavily up front in SEO, but then they just stop. They fail to track performance properly and adjust based on the actual data coming in. The fix, the only way to succeed long term, is to consistently monitor everything. Your rankings, your traffic sources, your conversion rates. Use tools like Google Search Console, Google Analytics. But it's not just about looking at the numbers. It's about digging in to get actionable insights. Track your progress, spot emerging trends, see what's working and what's not. You also need to keep a close eye on your competitors. Analyze their performance, not just as a one-off snapshot, but over time. See what's working for them. How is the market shifting? Then you adjust your own strategies accordingly. This really brings up an important question for everyone listening. Are you just observing the race from the sidelines? Or are you actively adapting your strategy to lead it? Ramos really hammers this home. SEO is absolutely a long-term dynamic game. It demands ongoing, agile optimizations to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, so wrapping this up, you've now got, I think, a really powerful, quite nuanced framework for seriously elevating your search rankings and actually growing your business. What we've unpacked today, drawing heavily from Janice Ramos's insights, is that ranking well for those tough competitive keywords. It isn't just about being seen everywhere. It's really about making a strategic pivot, focusing on capturing the right audience, the ones with clear intent, and then having the content and credibility to convert them into genuine, high-quality leads. So with a smarter approach covering that intent-driven keyword targeting, creating truly valuable and authoritative content, building those strong, relevant backlinks, nailing your site's technical foundations, leveraging local SEO if it applies to you, and crucially, committing to that continuous adaptive effort, you absolutely can outperform your competitors. You can turn search engines into a powerful, reliable revenue driver for your business.
Yeah, you've definitely been armed now with a robust framework to really lift your search performance and grow your business. So maybe here's something to chew on as we finish. If you know your ideal customer is out there actively searching right now for a solution that you provide, what's the single biggest misconception you might still be holding on to about how they're actually searching or what they truly value? And how are you going to use the insights we've discussed today to fundamentally bridge that gap?
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.